Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. I am merely Mike Salmon alongside the wonderful Stephen Julian. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. You must have been coming from something important today. You're wearing a tie. What's up with that?
I know. I came from a real full-blown business meeting.
Ooh. Getting business done. Wait. You have a regular job?
I do.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a long time.
I always wondered how you earned a living, and now I guess I know you.
Lord knows I'm not doing it here. I'm always on the precipice of being fired.
Yes, but just have a good show today and you'll be fine.
That's what I do. I like how you constantly challenge me to have a good show or else I'm out the door.
Yes, because if you do have a bad one,
I am gone.
Yes. Trey will be filling your shoes next week.
Well, I don't know why he isn't already, because he's so fantastic.
Because he doesn't want to. Say, Trey, why don't you co-host the show with me? I don't know. If he wanted to, you would have gone a long time ago.
Wow, thanks. I'm feeling loved.
And on that positive note.
Speaking of love, Mike, yes. I am happy that we are doing the show today from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. And did you know that love is what makes a Subaru? You can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. You can come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist, then you can follow Subaru of Gwinnett Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
That was very well done.
Thank you.
One of those for you. All right. Our guest today on the show, it's kind of a themed show, if you will.
Okay.
There'll be a little overriding theme, and the theme is the Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce.
Like it.
Doug Adams is the president of the Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce. We'll talk about the organization and what they do. Also joining us, we have some royalty in the house. Dan Curry is the mayor of the city of Loganville. He is sitting to your right.
Absolutely.
So behave yourself. The mayor is in the house.
Sitting up straight.
And also joining us from Dr. Chris Natural Remedies. It's not Dr. Chris, but it's Rachel Hill.
I like it.
So Rachel Hill is also in the house. We're going to start with Doug Adams, Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce. Doug, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about the Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce, because folks, you know, oh, there's a chamber in Gwinnett County. They've heard of the big Gwinnett Chamber. It's one of the biggest in the country. But there are some other options as far as chambers.
Right, Mike. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate that. Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce, actually, we just had our 10th anniversary March 2nd. So we started out basically as a couple people sitting around a table, and it morphed into now we have well over 200 members. We just, as of last month, took a building of our own. So we actually have a home now. So that's kind of cool.
Great. You said it's 10 years old now. Why did the chamber start 10 years ago? What was the mission? What was the purpose?
Actually, it started as a business after hours, March 2nd of 2006. It actually started as the Grayson Chamber of Commerce. A few years later, we transitioned over. We realized that Loganville, Snellville, and Grayson are basically three legs of the same stool. It's all one community. A lot of people go there to eat, shop in each town. So what they did is they changed it kind of more of a fits all Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce. So that's how we morphed into this. Just an interesting story.
How did the building come about, and when did it come about?
Well, we've been to the point that we wanted to do something, but you know, finances are another thing, right? Okay. But
that's a whole nother show.
That's another one there we can do. No, we actually had been looking around last summer into the fall. Mayor Curry here in Loganville, we were renting a building from the city of Loganville. They were gracious enough to give us a decent deal on it where you know, it's not blood money or anything, right, Dan? But no, and we actually took ownership February 1st
nice.
Of this year.
Nice.
And we just about 2 weeks ago had our grand opening, had over 60 people in our little building. So it was awesome.
Now, if I were, it started as a business after hours 10 years ago. If I were a business owner in the greater East Side area, what are some of the regular events that I would be able to take advantage of through the greater East Side Chamber?
Yeah, just for instance, on the third Wednesday of every month, which is happened to be yesterday, is our monthly luncheon. And that's always at Summit Chase Country Club there in Snellville, 11:30 to 1. You do not have to be a member to join. We have a commerce, what we call coffee and commerce. It's basically a mix and mingle type thing. It's the last Friday of every month, and that moves around. Now, that is a free event also for people that do not, they don't necessarily have to be members. So that's a good way to showcase your business by hosting that. You get, you know, 30 people or so in your business, kind of showcase yourself.
Doug, by the way, Doug Adams, president of the Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce, we're talking to here on the program. You mentioned you don't have to be a member to come to these some of these events, but who are you looking for as far as members? What kind of businesses make good members for your chamber?
Well, I mean, we do have some corporate type businesses, but also I think our focus is more the small business owner, either somebody who works by themselves or a sole proprietor or someone with just a few employees. I think that's our niche because that's where I think we can do the best in the community to help those folks with the, you know, getting things taken care of for education wise. We have a lunch and learn also where you get business, you know, advice basically every month.
Talk about the growth of the chamber and how big you are right now.
As of March 1st, we had 229 members, which is, it's funny because just a few years ago, I've been involved basically about a little over 6 years with the chamber on the board, about 4 or 5 years. Funny thing is about, wasn't that long ago, we were saying, boy, if we could just get to 100 members, man, we'd really be doing good. And then, you know, when you get to 100, you say, man, if we could ever get to 200. And we passed that early, or I'm going to say in the fall of last year. So then, and like I said, it's really, really just blossomed. I think this month so far, we've got 5 brand new members already this month.
Man, so, if you could just get to 1,000 members.
Yeah, really?
See, I'm setting the bar for you, Doug.
So I was going to say 300, but yeah.
Hey, you got to think big, Steven.
Shoot for the stars.
Now, the name of the chamber is Greater East Side. You talked about kind of the three legs of the stool, Loganville, Snellville, Grayson. Are you also starting to find that as you've gotten to 200 members and as you go to different places around the community, you're starting to maybe bring in some people from even some other outlying cities? Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, we are actually. And we're getting a lot of people up the Sugarloaf Corridor up in Lawrenceville because they're kind of on the outskirts. They're in between Centerville area. We're getting starting to pull people from that. We've even got members like in Covington, which is kind of, I mean, and things. Athens, for instance, we actually have a company out of Athens. So we can do a lot of things for a lot of people. But yes, we are actually getting a lot of things. And it was almost an unintended consequence. We tried to get the word out. We've really done a lot of marketing and advertising to do that. And people are starting to just call us. And that's kind of cool where you don't have to go out and, beat the bushes all the time.
And I think sometimes people, you know, you're the Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce and somebody might think, well, they're part of Gwinnett County. Are you in direct competition with the Gwinnett Chamber? You would probably want to use the term that you guys are co-opetition, that you're filling a need that maybe the Gwinnett Chamber can't fill. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, and that's a good point. The thing is, I don't consider it, it's not like a business, like where you have a restaurant and you're a burger restaurant and you're in competition with the guy down the street. We have a great relationship with Gwinnett Chamber and also the Walton County Chamber. Cause as you'll learn here, when Mayor Curry speaks, they are actually, Loganville is part in Gwinnett and part in Walton. We've actually sponsored events with the Walton County Chamber. So we have a great relationship with them. Like I said, I don't look at it that way. And I think we never have really looked at it as a competition because we fill a niche that our members really, really like.
So, Mike, you heard it from Doug, the president of the Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce. When it comes to chambers, there's plenty of burgers to go around.
There you go. I like that reference there. But also a lot of your members are members of the Gwinnett Chamber as well.
Absolutely. And the Walton County Chamber also. And that's something it is. And we've actually made sure our luncheons didn't overlap like with Walton County, just for instance, because it was hurting both of us. They have a lot of members that were members of us first, then they joined them and vice versa. So it's worked very, very well. And like I said, we've always had a very strong relationship with all and them and all three cities, basically.
And everybody who joins a Chamber of Commerce, they're trying to build their business.
Absolutely.
So joining multiple chambers, it's not a bad thing. And I like what you just said. You're reaching out to the other chambers. Hey, let's make sure we're not stepping on each other's toes, because all of our members are trying to build their business.
Well, and I think as one grows, as we all grow, it makes us all stronger. I really believe that. I said, we're not here to try to undercut anybody or undermine anybody. We want to do the best for our members that we possibly can. And I think we give a lot of value for the money for our membership.
Well, you kind of touched on some of the benefits earlier, and I want to give you another opportunity to maybe talk more about those benefits. And also, for someone that's listening right now, we have business leaders, business owners that listen to our programs, and they're on the fence. Should I or should I not join the chamber? What would you tell them if they were sitting in front of you right now?
I think if you get involved in your community and get your face out there, I had somebody tell me one time, your job for the first 2 years in your business is to get your face in front of as many people as humanly possible. And I think that's in any business. And I think the chamber helps you do that. You get your on our business directory on our website. You can get your business information. We have benefit chat where if you want to market your business like with discounts or whatever to other members, brings in other people. Also offer ribbon cuttings for each business. It doesn't matter if you've been in business for 10 or 20 years. If you are a new member, you are entitled to have a ribbon cutting. You know, we've had, 50, 60 people at some of them. We've got one this weekend. We'll probably have over 100 people. So those are ways you can do, get your business out there. And I think anybody that with any sort of business wants to have their face out there and get their product and their reputation known in the community.
And I think these people need to understand, the business leaders as well, just joining the chamber doesn't do it. I mean, you have to work it. You said you want to be seen. You need to go to the events. You need to network. You need to get involved. Just joining is not going to work.
Wait. Hang on. You mean if I join the Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce and just join, and I'm not going to get a bunch of phone calls
and do nothing
of people and saying, I want to do business with you?
That's what I'm telling you.
Wow.
And I'm sure that's what Doug will tell you as well. I mean, don't just join. You need to actually get involved.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. And it's funny, the people, we have a very high retention rate, but a lot of the people, and we try to ask people if they do not decide to rejoin, why did you do that? Well, and the number one answer is, well, I didn't get anything out of it. And our next question to them, not trying to be smart, but just trying to delve into it, is, well, what did you participate in? Oh, well, no, I didn't do anything. Well, I hate to say it, it's the old adage, you get out of it what you put into it. So, I mean, if you do not ever participate, yeah, you do get your name on the membership directory. You have a video series that we have available that would literally cost you hundreds of dollars a year. But those things are not, those are good for you, but not necessarily going to get your name out there.
Gonna let you in on a little secret, Stephen.
What's that?
One of the events the Greater East Side Chamber did this year, they did a little bit of a cruise. Doug and I met on that cruise.
Wow.
Yeah. Nah, that's not the music I wanted to play.
Wait a minute. Who turned on the disco ball? Why are all the... Oh. Yeah.
They did actually have a 70s and 80s disco night on the cruise, right, Mike?
Yes. Doug and I
met. Is that when you met?
We met on a cruise, and it's been a beautiful relationship ever since.
All right. Now, entering into the awkward phase of the Gwinnett Business Radio
I think
show.
We passed that one, Stephen.
As soon as I brought up the cruise, I knew it was going to be awkward. But just to go, again, a little outside the box, something that you guys did to bring members together.
And that's another example. We did that actually with the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce also. And next year, we're going to expand to the Walton County, and we're going to do this cruise again. It's going to be a yearly event. So it's going to just like everything else, we want it to continue to grow and be more inclusive to other organizations. And that helps us all. I would have probably not met Mike, and he would have probably not met me if it wouldn't have been for that cruise.
So where are we going next year, Doug?
That's yet to be decided.
A Swiss Alpine skiing lodge.
Doug Adams, Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce. For those that would like to find out more, possibly look into joining the chamber, where can they get all the information?
Go to our website or our Facebook page, eastsidechamber.com.
I can see out of the corner of my eye, Trey's like laughing over here.
He corrected me. It's a chalet that you're going to next year. And there's no possibly about it. They need to join, correct? I mean, how can you not join?
Exactly.
Especially if you're in those areas.
Exactly.
What a great deal.
All right, Doug, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mike, before you introduce our next guest, I was wondering if you could pull up that nice music.
The classical music?
The classical music. I'd like that for the background for this for the next information I want to pass on to our listeners, this music is going to help this reading stand out. Speaking of standing out, SpeedPro Imaging in Marietta helps businesses stand out by providing high-quality large graphics. If you can imagine it, they can make it. As the industry leader for large-scale printing, they deliver impactful images that share a message, attract attention, and reinforce your brand. To find out more, visit speedpromarietta.com. Now next on NPR, All Things Considered. Yeah. Sorry.
Thank you very much. Joining us now on the show is the mayor of the city of Loganville, Dan Curry. Mr. Mayor, is that the proper term, Mr. Mayor? I mean, how would I introduce you when I see you?
Oh, call me Dan, will be fine.
Just call you Dan?
Just call me Dan. Just call me. Be sure and call me for dinner, okay? I don't want to be on
call Dan for dinner.
Don't
want to
be on your cruise, though, but other than
that. All right. Dan, I've got to do it. Are you ready? First question.
Ahead.
Where's Loganville?
And for many of you who are out there this morning and have been around for a while, that is very familiar to you. Out in Loganville, we have a Chevrolet deal. Can I say this?
Sure, absolutely.
Maxi Price Chevrolet out in Loganville, better known for all the Corvettes they sell throughout the entire Southeast. But Maxi Price Sr., he used to do this commercial back many years ago, and he would say, "Where's Loganville?" And then also get out his crying towel. But everywhere I go, everybody says, "Where's Loganville?" Now, I was asked to list some questions, and the first thing I put on there was, because you need to know where Loganville is.
Yeah.
You need to know why we have to say, "Where's Loganville?" But Loganville is located down 78 Highway east of, just on the east side of Gwinnett County. We have 11,000 people in population there in the city of Loganville, of which demographically or geographically, that is, we have 6.5 square miles of incorporated area, of which about a third of which is in Gwinnett, and 30% Gwinnett, 70% is in Walton County. So that makes me sort of a dual mayor. I'm one of 16 mayors on the Gwinnett side and one of 7 mayors on the Walton side. So
That mean you get paid twice?
No, I only get paid one time.
Okay.
I only get paid one time, and too little to be able to afford a cruise. So only you rich guys can go on that cruise. But anyway, next question. I'm sorry.
He's holding a press conference here. Next question.
Or I can ask you something.
He sounds like a mayor to me. How long have you been mayor, and why did you decide to become mayor?
Well, I've been mayor for almost 3 years. And, you know, I was about 60 years old before. I'll soon be 67. I was about 60 when I first got involved in politics. Never thought I would be in politics. Thanks, Doug. He pushed me over against the mic. You know,
the mayor knows where the microphone is. I don't think he has any concerns about that.
I was asked by several of our folks out there in the city to get involved in politics. And, you know, I found out at about age 50, I'm a people person. I mean, I really like people. And somebody said, "Well, how's this mayor thing going?" You know, before being mayor, I was our church administrator for about 10 years. And then before that, I sold life insurance for about 10 years. I've always been in sales. And, you know, being mayor, there's not much difference between being a church administrator or a life insurance. It's all about people. When you get up in the morning, you should have the burning desire to get out and do something right for the people around you. And that's what I attempt to do. Now, everybody may not agree to that, but that's what I attempt to do. So that's the reason I'm mayor. And a lot of people bought into that. And I was voted in, and I've got about a year and a half yet to go. So
sounds good.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm here.
Dan, how long have you lived in Loganville?
I've lived in Loganville now for about 12 years.
Okay.
Prior to that,
I would have fallen out of my chair if he said, "Oh, I don't live in Loganville."
Then I would have to resign my post. But actually, I grew up in Gwinnett County. I was born right here in Gwinnett County at Joan Glancy Memorial Hospital back when it was only about 10 years old, eight or 9 years old, I guess, at the time.
Nice.
So I'm kind of a native of the area.
How would you describe yourself as mayor as far as your policies and your vision for the city?
You know, I think we've got a very strong vision for the city, and I think for the most part our council, we have a 6-person council and a great city manager, Bill Jones, and we want the city to grow. And the city, we have just, as a government, we have just purchased a lot of property in the downtown area. Our downtown is very, very tiny. It's one of the tiniest downtowns in Gwinnett County, and certainly among the tiniest in Walton County. But we bought property with the idea that we can go in and redevelop that. We'd like to have, you know, like a live, work, play community where people can live downtown, they can work downtown. I think there's a new buzzword that's recently coming about. It's called a 20-minute town or a 20-minute city, where, you know, you can live. It's basically the same concept as live, work, play. But, you know, within 20 minutes, you can do your business around town. You can walk over to the grocery store and buy your groceries, the pharmacy, wherever you need to go, and get back to your apartment or house, whatever, and also do your job. And we have concerts. See, you back this thing up to about 3 years ago, we did not have summer concerts. Well, a lot of cities were having summer concerts. So we bought two old dilapidated buildings right there in the downtown sector of Loganville, tore them away, and built this nice town green. We call it our former mayor, the mayor prior to me, Ray Nunley, God rest his soul. He passed away with cancer. We named the pavilion the Ray Nunley Pavilion. And starting in May, we'll have concerts May through October. There'll be at least one concert a month. In May, we're very busy. We've got a concert on the, the concerts are on the third Friday evening of each month. And also that in May, we have got a car show that's hosted by the Loganville Rotary Club. And that is on that's Memorial Day weekend, I believe. Is that your Doug, your part? The Wing Fling. Wing Fling. What did I say, car show?
Yeah.
It's but we do. All right. Yeah, help me out here, Doug. I'm old, man. My mind's bad. Yeah, we have a car show too. We'll have a car show, a concert, and then the Wing Fling. So there'll be a lot of people coming into the downtown. And of course, that's just a start. I mean, we hope as time goes on, as we redevelop and get restaurants and clubs and things of this nature in downtown, it'll be a constant flow of people in our downtown area. You talked about our vision. We also have other events coming up. We hope to have a great fireworks display, a great Fourth of July parade coming up on the 4th of July, along with a fireworks display. We have a nice Christmas parade, Christmas tree lighting. We have Santa Claus for all the kids. So we have a lot of events. We have a fall festival in October, but we intend to bring folks in. You're looking at me like you used to say.
No, I think Stephen, he's wearing me out, all the stuff that's going on in Loganville.
We do. We're very blessed in the fact that we've had several restaurants. Doug, you can vouch for this. We've had a lot of restaurants open up recently in the Loganville area. We've got Hobby Lobby that appears to be coming out to Loganville.
This is all on your watch.
I give everybody credit. I mean, our city manager works very hard to make these things happen, as does our entire council. And I'm just glad to be part of it.
Dan, one question I wanted to ask you. You've talked a little bit about vision, and you've talked about what's coming up. What about today? What are some of the things that makes Loganville great today?
I think it's people. We've got great people in Loganville. This morning, I was at a Rotary Club meeting with Doug, and I kiddingly tell people, you know, I have breakfast with the Rotary Club. I have lunch with the Kiwanis Club. I have dinner with the Lions Club.
Oh, now we know why he's mayor. He's getting free meals left and right.
Fat too, right?
Doing the rubber chicken tour.
But we do have good folks, right. And we got a lot of great churches. They're working together. We have organizations that come together to help those people that are hurting financially. And still, I mean, even though the recession is somewhat over, there's still a lot of hurting people out there. And our folks come together to make life better. Loganville, another thing, just kind of to help answer that, has constantly been. We had the sheriff with us this morning at the Rotary meeting, and he validated this statement too. Loganville is one of the top rated cities in the state of Georgia when it comes to being a safe town. We generally rate somewhere in the top, out of 120 Georgia cities, we're somewhere in the top 30, 35 constantly. So it's kind of moves back and forth a little bit. And also too, we've recently been cited by one survey putting us in second place as far as being the best real estate city. And that's based upon your schools. We've got great schools in Walton. We have great schools in Gwinnett County. Based on safety, it's based on the appreciation of your home, resale values, the local economies, these things. But we're amongst the top real estate cities in the state of Georgia.
Well, Dan, when they elect the new mayor, because I'm assuming it sounds like you're not going to run after this term is over.
Who said that?
Okay.
Yeah. What? Replay the interview.
Well, you said that. Well, you said you still had like another year to go, a year and a half
of this term,
the current term.
Oh, okay.
Mike's apparently wanting to run for mayor of Loganville.
Yeah, he must be my
campaign. Or Doug might have slipped in that. Maybe Doug's running for mayor. No, Doug's
campaign manager for the other guy or the lady.
After hearing all this great stuff about Loganville, I want to run for Loganville.
He thought you'd be too tired to do another term because you're doing so much this term.
No, I'm just hoping if you don't run again, and hopefully they'll find someone that's got some passion for the city. Hearing no passion from you here,
Mike.
Dan.
We're going to get a scoop here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Dan, do you intend to run for mayor again after this current term?
You know, that's still yet to be decided.
Okay,
but you
can.
Sounds like a politician.
I can run. Right. I can run.
Okay,
and you know, a lot of things. I mean, goodness, I will spend time with my family. I'll be 67 at the end of this term. No, I'll be 68 at the end of this term. Excuse me. And if I have good health, still have the energy, still have the passion, why not?
I was not trying to push you out of politics. I apologize. I am so sorry.
That is set up the scoop, and we didn't get it. He was a good politician.
I was trying to set up a little joke that hopefully the next guy has a little passion because, obviously just joking, because you have so much passion for the city. That's wonderful to see.
Did the passion come out? Did you get to feel that, to experience that?
Absolutely.
It was a stretch, but I think
you know, that's another thing. If you don't care about your town, doggone it, you don't need to run. You don't need to be the mayor.
I agree 100%.
Sounds like a slogan.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a truth. I agree. That's a truth.
Dan, I'm looking here at the website, loganville-ga.gov.
That's correct.
For folks that wanted to find out more about the businesses, the schools, great place to work, great place to live.
That's it.
Great. Dan, anything else?
Or they could just call me and I'll be happy to tell them.
Well, how do they reach you, Dan?
Well, let me give you my cell phone number. My cell phone number is 678-859-2343.
That's it.
If you didn't get
a mayor giving his cell phone number, Mike,
that's
how awesome is that?
The dumbest thing I've ever done, but I did it. Okay.
Mayor Dan Curry from the city of Loganville. Dan, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
It's been a pleasure. Steven?
Mike, did you know that Ferratech is your one source for all toner supplies, printers, copiers, and computers? Whether you need service or repair on your hardware or you are looking to find the best price and quality on toner supplies, Ferratech has a skilled and knowledgeable team to help you and your company. You can contact them today to see how they can help you. They're waiting for your call at 770-582-1188 or you can go to their website, ferratech.com. That's ferratech.com.
Thank you, Stephen.
I guess I should have let you spell it. I'm sorry.
No, we did it together. That was nice.
Are we going on a cruise next?
You and I?
No.
Rachel Hill now joining us from Dr. Chris Natural Remedies. Have to follow the mayor. I hope you have the passion that the mayor had. Rachel, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to see you. Dr. Chris Natural Remedies, tell us about the company and what you guys do.
Our practice provides naturopathic care and chiropractic care. Been in our location for about 10 years. We see patients. We have a store side where you can come in and purchase whole food, multivitamins, and minerals.
Okay.
Yeah.
A word you used, was it naturopathic? Is that what you said?
Naturopathic.
Okay, break that down. What does that mean?
So we like to look at it as pharmaceutical free. So we provide whole food, vitamins, and supplements using homeopathics, using herbals to help supplement your body.
Okay. Now, you're part of the Greater Eastside Chamber of Commerce as well.
We were actually number 200 for the GECC.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is your reward or your penalty, I guess, for coming on the show.
Yeah.
They're either rewarding you or telling you should have joined earlier.
Right.
One of the two.
Right.
Why did you decide to join the Greater Eastside Chamber?
We recently changed hands. So in June, our new doctor on staff, Dr. Kareth Powell, was approached by Angie to join the association to kind of help get the word out about us. Everybody knew about us, but it's always good to kind of get your face out there, to network. It's an excellent opportunity to meet other local business owners. And in case somebody says, well, I have this situation going, oh, go see Rachel at Dr. Chris's.
Is the Dr. Chris name going to change?
The name is not that I know of right now. So everybody knows Dr. Chris's Natural Remedies. It's been there, like I said, for 10 plus years. But
okay. What kind of people do you see?
We see everybody. We even see animals. So we see infants up to senior citizens. And
you see animals.
Everywhere in between. We do.
The animals walking through the door.
The dogs, yes. No cats yet. No fish.
Just so you see dogs.
Sometimes
I was gonna ask the question. I think everybody listening has heard of both kind of Whole Foods scenarios where they can go in and buy Whole Foods and supplements, and I think people have heard of chiropractic. Is it relatively unique to have both of those under one roof?
It is. Our naturopathic doctor, Kristen DeMorgan, works with Dr. Powell when they see patients. It's always good to get adjustments to see how your nervous system is doing. And then the naturopathic doctor, Kristen DeMorgan, can supplement your body.
And they're communicating.
Level, of course.
Yeah. And that's got to help because if you're going to two different locations, well, they said I should do this.
We're all under one roof.
Yeah. And they're talking to each other and you're all heading in. Everybody's heading in the same direction, but it's easier for you guys to do that, I would think.
Right.
Mike asked you to kind of expound a little bit on naturopathic. Talk a little bit to the person who's never gone down that path, but probably should.
Well, when you first think of naturopathic, before I started working there, I had no idea that this type of world existed. So it's not a shaman. We don't have feathers and burning incense everywhere. No strange smells
when I first walk in.
Well, sometimes our vitamins have an odor, but
yeah,
I'm immune to it. People walk in all the time. What's that smell? I don't know. So we promote pharmaceutical free. Our whole food vitamins and supplements have no side effects. They're going to get to the problem that the situation that you're coming to us with and heal it, not put a Band-Aid on it. So your body knows what to do with every single ingredient that we're providing for you so that it actually is taking care of the situation.
Would there be any advice you'd give to the person like you who before you started working there, you'd never been down that path? I like that phrase. So I'm going to jump on that and say someone else who hasn't been down the path, is there any counsel you would give to encourage them? How do they dip their toe in the water? Is it just,
You can call us. You can go to our website and get a brief free consultation with our naturopathic doctor, our chiropractor. I actually have two chiropractors on staff. I have a naturopathic doctor. I myself am an applied nutritional analyst. So I do see patients Monday through Friday and sometimes on Saturday.
What is your title?
Applied nutritional analyst.
Okay.
It's a fancy term for nutritional response testing, kinesiology, reflexology. It's in the same tree as that.
Yeah, okay.
So
there's a place for almost everybody to start. If you're hurting somewhere, you need to talk.
Even if you're not hurting, if you just want to get off your pharmaceuticals and just have a better lifestyle, you come see us. We
and
provide
less side effects.
Nutritional. Oh yes.
So your commercial
no side effects.
So your commercials don't have that 20-second thing at the end of what it can cause.
No.
If no other reason, that's a good reason.
You
to
just
talk
get
to
better.
You
it's amazing.
You mean those 3-minute commercials where 2.5 minutes it explains all the side effects.
You'll grow a horn out of your forehead and,
I was just talking with somebody the other day and they're on several medications.
Yeah.
And so, this is a great way for them to maybe come talk to you and maybe wean their way off some of their medications.
Right. Come in, sign up on our website, drchrisnaturalremedies.com. Get a brief consultation with our naturopathic doctor or chiropractor to see where you're at, to see how we can help you. And then you kind of move forward that way by making the appointment and coming in for the full deal.
How long do you think, Rachel, it takes for someone to maybe see the effects of getting off the prescriptions to maybe being more natural?
It's different for everybody. Everybody's body is different. So it's different for everybody. Some people, we like to see patients follow up on a weekly basis so that we can track your progress, so that we can make sure that everything is working correctly for you, your body is absorbing it, that kind of thing. So sometimes we get patients who are like a week later and they're, I feel so much better. And, they're running and telling their friends and family all about us. And then sometimes it takes a little longer. It just depends on what your degree of situations that you come to us with.
Rachel, I'm going to ask the dangerous question. I think, again, if you can't tell, I'm focusing on I think there's a large group of people who are interested, but are maybe a little nervous. And I think
that's understandable. We get that a lot.
Or
we do.
Maybe use another term, cynical.
Cynical, uneducated.
Yes. Come talk to me. Call me on my phone. Call me on my office phone. I will.
We'll throw out all the buzzwords.
You're going to give your cell phone as well, just like the mayor, huh?
No. You can have my office phone all day long.
So here's one of the questions I think some people would have is, they're going to bring up the topic of insurance. Is it covered under insurance? And then even beyond that, I think they're going to talk about cost. If I go there, they're just going to want me to come every day and they're going to just try and take me for my money. Talk a little bit about, what should someone expect? I mean, obviously you can't just come in once and everything's going to be taken care of.
Right.
So
it takes time.
It does.
It takes these naturopathic items, these whole food supplements working in conjunction to help each different part of your body.
But the biggest thing I'm hearing is you just want to work with people. I would imagine you can say, let's find your budget. Let's find your time. Let's get this going.
Absolutely. We can prioritize your supplements for you. It takes the progress, the therapy a little longer, to see results. But slowly and steady, you're going to be feeling better.
So no commercials with 2.5 minutes of side effects and people who actually want to help you take the first step and start down the path.
Right.
Boy, I like it.
And Rachel, you've been walking this path now for
3 years. I started out with the company as the receptionist. I'm also the office manager there, but I do I get out with the functions with the GECC and help promote us that way. And I do radio, obviously.
And you do it well, by the way.
Thank you.
So wow, you actually not just talk the talk, you walk the walk.
Absolutely, yeah.
Just like the mayor of Loganville actually lives in Loganville.
Right. And I grew up in Loganville, so.
Wow.
So you knew where Loganville was when you...
I did.
If he decides not to run, maybe we've got our next mayoral candidate. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be your campaign manager.
No, we decided that might not be a good idea.
Sorry, Dan.
Do you like to eat? Because apparently you get a lot of meals.
Well, no.
No comment.
I'm a girl. I don't eat.
Now, one of the things, too, about, you know, and we're talking about Dr. Chris Natural Remedies with Rachel Hill is you can't just go in there and do all the things that you say, hey, here's what you need to do. There's other parts to being healthy as well. You still need to eat right.
Of course.
You still need to exercise and things like that.
Right. Educate you. We have people who come in. We do an educated eating program. I think it's every third Tuesday at 1 o'clock with Don Jameson. You know, I myself do the best that I can to live a healthy lifestyle. I exercise. I eat right. I sleep. I get my water intake. We like to promote 100 ounces of water a day. It's hard, but that's the best.
Great. I do none of that.
Really?
I'm listening to your list. Yes. I got nothing on that checklist.
I can help you.
I've got 10 almost down right here.
There you go. That's a start.
Well, Rachel, for those that would like to find out more about Dr. Chris Natural Remedies, please give any contact information, website that you'd like to share.
Well, we are on Facebook, Dr. Chris Natural Remedies, drchrisnaturalremedies.com. Our website is a plethora of information of what we do. Our phone numbers and things like that. We're starting up a YouTube channel so that, you know, people can actually visually see what we do there.
And but, where's the store located?
Oh, we're in Snellville.
There you go.
The wonderful city of Snellville.
And the Greater East Side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Rachel Hill with Dr. Chris Natural Remedies. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Hopefully this was pain-free for you.
I was having a blast.
Good.
I'm sad we're done.
Very good. All right. Big thank you to Rachel Hill, Dr. Chris Natural Remedies for joining us as well. Doug Adams, the president of the Greater East Side Chamber of Commerce. And Doug, thank you, by the way, for helping set up this program as well. And Dan Curry, the mayor from the city of Loganville. A quick reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7. By visiting GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. You can check us out on Twitter and on Facebook at Gwinnett Radio X. You can also check out any of our shows on iTunes. And of course, a lot of our videos are on our YouTube channel as well. Steven, any final words?
I'm very excited. Tonight I get to dine at Captain Steubing's table.
We're going on a cruise, aren't we?
Yeah, and Isaac's making drinks and Gopher's going to get into some trouble.
I like it. I appreciate it very much. Looking forward to that cruise. For everybody behind the scenes as well, Trey and Z, our producers, I'm Mike Salmon, and we will see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
We need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.